Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking up on the Braves, Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United.
Listen up.
Let's go around the 404 with Rick and John.
Their base personnel is kind of a 3-4 and sub and nickel defense. They kind of go into a four down front and third downs. They mix up three down man packages. So they do a lot of different things. They shuffle a bunch of different guys, I know, with some injuries that they've had. But they're solid. I mean, they've got some talented players in the front four and front seven.
Matty Ice talking about the Giants, and that was John Michaels farting in the background. And I don't know what was up with that. You know, you would think you would want to, you know, let Matt Ryan just talk without the interruption. But, sorry, bad joke. Johnny Michaels is our guy, and he is out today. Randy McMichael is in. John will be back on Monday for a Falcons Monday as we count down to Falcons and Giants. And we go around the 404. And I want to give away right now to you, or you, or you, a family four-pack of tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. It's awesome. You can enjoy fun, family-friendly atmosphere as the College Football Hall of Fame celebrates tailgate Saturdays, including tailgate games, up to four matchups live on a 36-foot video board, trivia prizes, and much more. For more information, visit cfbhall.com. I want you to call the Preacher Man right now, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. You're going to talk to the Preacher Man, and you're going to answer this question. Where does Todd Gurley rank on the all-time Georgia rushing list? Where does Todd Gurley rank on the all-time Dogs rushing list in terms of rushing yards? Okay, so call the Preacher Man and tell him. And if you're right, you're going to the College Football Hall on us and the College Football Hall. Sounds pretty good, right?
Like it.
Now, you can't guess.
I can't.
On it. Well, you can't, right? Because then you'd give it away.
Yeah, no.
So, all right. Randy McMichael, let's talk Falcons and Giants. Let's talk about our side of the football.
All right.
At the top of the hour, whenever the hell we did it, we talked about Beckham and Barkley and Ingram and how we're going to defend them or try to defend them. Let's talk about how they defend us and what issues we present to the New York Giants. Let's start with this. Talk to me about Julio Jones if, and I hope this isn't the case, but if Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley cannot play, does Monday night look for Julio Jones?
He's going to get his targets, and I'm sure he's going to get his numbers because their secondary is god-awful too. Jack Rabbit is just falling off. Landon Collins, I mean, when he's playing like Landon Collins, he's an all-pro player, but then he has moments where you're like, who is number 21 out there? I mean, this guy, he's such a fabulous football player, but he just doesn't seem like he brings it all the time. And when he brings it, I mean, he's one of the better players in defensive players at
so
all the ball.
So, is he a front runner?
I think he is.
Like, I love Landon Collins, they won 11 games and went to the playoffs, and Landon Collins was in the running for defensive player
and he should
of
have been.
The year.
And he should have been. He is a hell of a
he
football
player.
He was
way up there in rarefied air. Last year, of course, the whole team sucked.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have a bounce back year, largely because Landon Collins.
Yeah.
They have not had a bounce back here. So they're 1-4, and the season is dying, and so he's just going through the motions, right?
Yeah, he's a hell of a player, though. And then you got, I don't know how they're going to guard Julio. Of course, they're going to double, especially if all those other guys are gone. That's why when we talked earlier, I was like, well, Hardy, I mean, everybody tells me about how great his hands are. I still ain't seen him on the production, but, I mean, that's just me. Gage got to step up. Tight end, you know, Hooper's got to be that number two guy. And then, of course, you got to throw the ball to Tevin and Ito out the backfield.
It'll be interesting. And so,
you're worried about this game, aren't you?
Well, I'm because of the defense, I'm worried. But I'm not like going to Pittsburgh worried.
Yeah.
Randy, I didn't say it on the air. I knew we were going to lose that game. I didn't feel good about that game. I did feel good about last week's game, chicken dinner winner. And I feel good about this week's game. The one buzzkill. And it was a stat that Dear Orlando Ledbetter put out. And it's not a huge sample, but it's nevertheless a stat that has a bagel on one side of it. And so I look at those stats. Like the 12-1, the 7-2s. I don't look at that because there's the two, right? There's the outliers. I look at the stats where it's like 0-25 or 13-0 because it's, you know. And dear Orlando Ledbetter put out a stat. Our Falcons under Dan Quinn are 0-3 in the week before the bye.
D-Land always start in trouble.
So, again, it's trouble. 3 games. It's 3 years. It's not – if it were – if we were 0-10 and DQ's 10 years here, that'd be like, oh, my God. It's 3. But nevertheless, Randy, that's not a foreboding stat. You know, kind of like going to Pitt, and you'd never want up there. Ever in the history of your franchise. That's one of the reasons I had a terrible feeling about that game.
I mean, the Falcons' best, just like I said this last week, the Falcons' best is better than the Giants' best, even without Muhammad and without Calvin. They're still a better football team, I think, than the New York Giants. I still think that.
And now they got to go out there and prove it on Monday night. Talk to me about Tevin Coleman and Ito. Do you think they eat on Monday night against the Giants defense?
Motto, Rick, 30 runs, 30 runs. It's hard to say you want 30 runs when your quarterback is cooking the way Matt Ryan is, but you got to run the football. I mean, this game right here, if they run the football, even though Snacks is one of the – Zach Harris, he's one of the better run stuffers in all of ball. I love him. He's a former dog. Alec Ogletree is just – he's not the best run linebacker. He's okay in coverage. You run at him, you got him. That's how teams attack him, is they run straight at him and don't allow him to use his speed and athleticism on the edges. So if they can just run the football at them, they got him.
Alec Ogletree.
Alec.
Did you hear me and John talking about the future of the running back position with our Falcons?
I did not. Really.
Earlier this week?
I did not.
So we looked at the numbers and production and all this stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people around town wondering if Devontae Freeman's done with the Falcons.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, he's probably done for the year. He might be able to return very, very late in the season. But because the Falcons don't have an easy out in his deal until after next year, because of the production he's done on the field, because of the leadership qualities he brings, because the Falcons are a very loyal organization,
correct,
I don't believe he's going anywhere. So what's your take on that?
I'm with you on that. I don't think he's going anywhere. You're not going to be able to move that contract. I don't think you want to sit on all that dead money knowing that you got to pay so many players coming up. And it's hard for me to believe that he's going to be back this year. But if he is, and they're winning games, trying to find a way to compete and get into the playoffs, he can still help you. I'll never ever say you don't need a good football player. And I know people throw the stats out. Well, they play better without Free. I don't care. They went to the damn Super Bowl with Free. All right. They had their best year in a long time with that guy. You're starting tailback.
Having a big year.
Having a great year. And I mean, the injuries. And then when you're a smaller back and you keep on getting these injuries after injuries, it can take a toll on them. And I know they're going to try to find a way to keep Tevin. I don't know how, but they're going to try and find a way.
But bottom line, do you think Tevin Coleman's a Falcon next year? Like they got a couple of decisions here. You either let Coleman go, and then you're good at running back, and you don't draft any or pick up any in free agency, or you let Tevin go, and then do you get a free agent back? Or
you got to go get another back.
Like in mid rounds?
Yeah.
I'm not going to the top of the draft for a back.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not. Randy, I can't.
It just depends on who's there.
I can't. I got to go D-line and O-line in the
first
two picks.
I'm 100% with you on that. But maybe third, they got to find a runner.
Third is fine. But first two rounds to me have to be line of scrimmage.
If McKinnon gets what he got from San Fran, I mean.
Wow. I mean, what a terrible contract.
If he got that.
30.
Who's to say Tevin's not going to get.
Great point. Tevin Coleman's way better than Jerick McKinnon.
My only thing with Tevin is. He rarely makes the first guy miss. That's the only thing that he rarely, you know, when he's hit, he goes down. Now, he's explosive as hell when he got set creases and all that, but you know, he goes down a little too easy. That's my only problem with him.
Good point. Ito has to be impressing the hell out of you so far.
He's been a good player for him. He's been a good player, and it's like they trust him in the short yardage. And I'm tired of you talking about
big
that.
Big downs,
third
too.
Third and two.
Yeah.
Third and two, all right, on that one play. If Saubert makes his block, he's going to hit his head. Ito's going to hit his head on the goalpost.
What play were we talking about again?
The third and two where you were banging on, like your free were banging on.
Yeah, help me out. There's too many parties.
Well, there's a 13 personnel. They got three tight ends on the side. All right. He's supposed to be doubling up to Quan Alexander.
What point of the game was this?
The 3rd and 2 right before the field goal, the long field goal?
Oh, right. When they kind of all – okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes. It's a double team block. It's a quad block between him and Hooper, right? They're quad and blocking, which they're taking the defensive end, and they're supposed to go to that first inside backer. Well, Saubert went to the damn safety instead of Quan Alexander.
Yeah.
And if he goes to Quan Alexander, Eel's going to hit his head on goalpost.
Okay, that's fine, but you go I thought you needed to be aggressive, more aggressive. Throw the rock, get a first down, ball game.
But if the play's blocked, right, it's first down, game over.
But it wasn't.
And you still have your kicker.
But it wasn't.
So how do you know someone going to happen, you know, sack or something?
It could have. But I'm just saying, I need pedal to the metal there. Maybe we can agree to disagree on that.
We'll disagree.
But the running play didn't work. So right now,
it should have worked.
As we sit here in this theoretical world, I'm kind of looking more right than you.
No, you're not. Because you do your job, and then you do your job, and the play works.
But they didn't do their job. Anyway, let's move on. thank God, Matt Bryant. And by the way, Randy, if you get a first down there, Matt Bryant's leg is not required, and he's still
healthy. Exactly, that's what I said. He'll be kicking Monday.
But to kick a 57-yarder, he needed to get that old 43-year-old leg through there, Randy, it went.
That's a big, I mean, he's so automatic. And how does him not?
Yeah, talk to
me
about Tavecchio. Does that have you feeling kind of shaky? But I mean, Matt's automatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you go from an automatic kicker to a guy that, he's okay.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
But how does that injury, with Dan's strategy, like to be aggressive,
good call.
And all those things. What is the injury to Matt Bryant? What does that do?
Good call. I tell you what, it's a great question. I tell you what it will do, Randy. Dan Quinn's going to go for it. When he's in no man's land, he's going to go for it. When you have Matt Bryant and you're in no man's land, you put Matt Bryant out and get three.
Right.
But when you're in no man's land, and for those, no man's land is from, the opponent's 35 to the opponent's 45. Or maybe even to midfield. But once you cross midfield and you get into plus territory, and then you add a few yards and you get close to field goal range, that's no man's land. And it could be fourth and one in that scenario, fourth and two. I think Dan Quinn's going to go for the first down in that scenario.
I'm with you on that. That's just a different dude when you got that kind of trust. Because you don't trust just any kicker to take that kick that Dan did, all right?
Hell no.
Just,
Bro, in the league right now, it's probably Zuerlein, Tucker, Bryant. I'm talking about the 57-yarder there where – am I missing anybody?
Do you trust Gostkowski?
The Patriots kicker? Yeah. Nah, not for 57.
Okay.
That dude misses PATs.
That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
Robbie Gould, maybe. But I can't put him up there with Tucker and Bryant and Zuerlein.
Sucko.
Can Suckup make 57?
Yeah, he can.
All right, Preacher Man's not his head. Suckup is money. He is. All right, I didn't know he had that kind of leg. I knew he had 55, 54. I didn't know he had the 57-yard leg. So we're talking Falcons here. We're going around the 404. Let's talk Hawks a little bit here, Randy. Tonight, they're at Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. And, boy, I wish John Collins was healthy. John, get back, man, because I am really anxious to see the Trae Young, Torian Prince, John Collins trilogy. And you know what, Randy, the other night at New York, we knew that Torian Prince is going to have an amazing year. Okay, just buckle up for it. He's going to be in the running for most improved player in the NBA. Let me say that again. Torian Prince is going to be in the running for an award this year. It's called the Most Improved Player Award because I believe he's going to shoot up to 20 points a game. He hit that mark against New York. I think he's going to do it most games this year. But Trae Young going 15-5-6 in game one. You know what, Randy? That is a I belong stat line at MSG on opening night. I think it's a very positive. He didn't shoot the ball that well.
Thank you.
Talk to me about that. But that's I belong in the NBA stat line. He didn't go 8-2-3.
Yeah, I mean he played well.
He had a good stat line.
He had a nice stat line. He did shoot the ball well. But you can tell this kid he's going to be a fun player to root for here in Atlanta. And I'm with you because if you watch any of the preseason, him and Collins have a connection. I mean, and he is a outstanding passer. I mean, especially to the big guys around the basket. I'm with you on Torian Prince. I think this kid has the potential to be borderline-ish. How you say it? Borderline-ish all-star.
Yeah, me too.
Borderline-ish all-star.
I mean, in 2 years when we get good, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got it. Yeah. I think that Torian Prince has a all-star-ish or all-star-y. I think that he could get there. He's got to connect a lot of dots from here to there. But we all love Torian Prince. Really, really good basketball player. And the Memphis Grizzlies are, in my opinion, I don't know how J.B. Bickerstaff is going to run this because he's brand new as their head coach. But you have no John Collins, no Dwayne Dedman, no Amari Spellman. They have Marc Gasol, Jaren Jackson, Jamichael Green. Those bigs for Memphis should eat tonight.
All day. Just like when we saw the Rockets' first game against New Orleans. I mean, all they had to do was just sit in the paint. I mean, they just destroyed them inside. The Hawks do not have any shot blockers in there. So, I mean, not just the scoring, the rebounding, Rick. I mean, the Hawks would be lucky to get any second chance points this game, unless it's a long, long rebound.
It's a great call, and a really good player, Marc Gasol, former Defensive Player of the Year, former All-Star. He doesn't need a grand, but you might.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
semester. Thank the good Lord. I don't have to worry about semester anymore. Huh? I don't want to say it plural, and then everybody, you got to text semester to 72881. That's semester, S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R, S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R, semester to 72881. That's 72881. You have until 12:59 to do it. We're trying to give you a grand. Pick up the phone, talk to the guy or girl, and we're going to try to give you $1,000. Semester, code word for this hour, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Are you like me and just like happy almost every day of your life that you are done with school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like done with school.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you told me you can make X amount of money if you go back and get a master's degree in this, you'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on school, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm all good on school.
We're good on Atlanta United, too. We got the game for you. Sunday afternoon from the Bend, Chicago Fire will be there, and we're psyched about that. Now, if you can't make it to the game this Monday night, go to the official Atlanta Falcons New York game day party starting at 7:15. Get this at Hometown Grill off Hog Mountain Road in Flowery Branch. That's Hometown Grill off Hog Mountain Road in Flowery Branch. Tons of Falcons prize giveaways given out during the game. Freddie the Falcon, the Falcons cheerleaders, Falcons alumni, Josh Vaughn will be on site as well. It's our NFL Bounce. Randy and I take you around the NFL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Your 92.9 The Game.
Well, obviously, a ball-hawking guy, can make plays when the ball's in the air, does a nice job coming down into the box to make some plays. Within the scheme that they ask him to do a lot of different things, play a lot of different parts of the field, and I think he does a nice job of that.
So that was Matt Ryan talking about Landon Collins, and we have a winner. It is Kellen from Douglasville. He has won a family four-pack of tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. It's really, really cool, guys. It's fun, family-friendly atmosphere in the College Football Hall celebrating tailgate Saturdays. Get this, they have a 36-foot video board. You can watch four games at a time. More info at cfbhall.com. But congratulations to Kellen. You are a big winner here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And everybody listening, you're a big winner. We got Randy Mack in the house. John Michaels will be back on Monday. And let's talk, Randy, about the top headline in the NFL right now. And I want to get into matchups with Randy and talk to him about, you know, Cowboys and Redskins and Chiefs and Bengals and all the big matchups this weekend. Boy, do we love the NFL around here. But we found out after the Falcons beat the Buccaneers that defensive coordinator and former Falcons coach Mike Smith, bye-bye, shown the door. Well, last night, after a supreme debacle in the desert, the Broncos absolutely ripped the Cardinals limb from limb.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Michael Myers is going to do in the Halloween movie that's coming out tonight with all the victims in the movie. It was that bad, but they did not need a scalpel for it. But, Randy, they have fired, the Cardinals have, Mike McCoy, their offensive coordinator. And this is the guy. Was he Denver's coach and San Diego's coach?
No, he was
head coach.
He was the OC in Denver when Peyton Manning was the quarterback. And then he got the job.
So Peyton Manning audibled every play at the line, yeah. But McCoy got enough credit for that to get a head coaching job. Am I right so far?
I don't want to put it like that, Rick.
Because you got a relationship with Mike McCoy,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. But, right. Yeah. So that's what happened. But I just kind of came across that they are going to let Byron Leftwich call the plays, which is good for Brian. And Byron, I'm sorry. Byron.
Byron Leftwich.
Byron. And, right now, with the firing of Mike Smith, you're going to start seeing a lot of more of these coordinators fired. It only takes one. Who's going to be the first one? And now other teams will be like, okay, let's fire our guy now.
Well, I think the Mike Smith firing was the beginning of the end for Dirk Cutter. I think Cutter's gone, too, at the end of the year.
With you.
But what about Mr. Wilkes? Wilkes?
Yeah, yeah.
The new head coach of the Cardinals, first year on the job. Is he a one and done?
I don't think so, man. I was a big fan of Wilkie when he was the the defensive back coach in San Diego with Ron Rivera. And, I mean, he's a bright mind. But right now, they just don't have any vision offensively. Where the hell is David Johnson? I mean, he's out there. You gave him the money.
Good call.
And you got a young quarterback who, and their offensive line, I mean, they were just horrible.
It's
Did you
bad.
See that dip move that Von Miller put on the right tackle? I mean, that's so textbook. And he just went out and dominated the game yesterday.
Now, Mike McCoy did not throw two pick sixes in the first half, right?
First quarter.
Oh, my God.
First quarter.
Oh, that was a nightmare of a game. But changes happening right there with Mike McCoy, Byron Leftwich will be calling plays for the Cardinals going forward. And by the way, Josh Rosen had 5 turnovers last night. He kind of sort of, he's got too nonchalant of a vibe about him.
Yes.
He really does. And I don't need Odell Beckham Jr. and the whole brat thing. And, you know, I don't need that. But I need something.
You got an arrogant-looking face.
It's Jay Cutler.
Yeah, like you just want to.
I'm getting a Jay Cutler vibe from Josh Rosen right now, and I don't like. It's like. Yeah, you think I should be all up in my feelings? Yeah. But guess what? Life is good,
I'm with you on that.
Just like, y'all think life isn't good? Nah, I'm Josh Rosen. Life is good.
Yeah, he kind of rubs me that way. But the kid has talent, though.
We know Randy.
But they can't protect him.
History has told us that. Really, first-round picks are 50-50 propositions.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of position. So we have, and let's just leave Lamar Jackson alone. We haven't seen enough of him. And by the way, I think he's going to absolutely kill it when he gets a chance. And when he's up to speed with the NFL and the offense that he's in. Let's talk about the four guys, the four-pack of QBs at the top of the draft.
Okay.
To me, two of them are going to make it, and two of them are not.
Yeah.
So you tell me. The two, after we've watched roughly half a season of these guys, who are the two that are going to make it, and who are the two that are not?
I think Baker and Sam Darnold.
I'm with you.
Josh Allen, I love his athleticism and all those things. Got a big arm. Buffalo is not going to put enough around him right now. And, I mean, Rosen, I don't know what the hell he – I mean, he's talented. He has he can slang the ball, but I'm with you. He just seems like he's just too chill for me. I had to run up on him.
Let's see. You're crazy. Let's dive into some of these matchups, man. You talked to me about I have a big fantasy game this week, Randy, and we're going to do fantasy football Friday in about a half hour. Get your questions ready, and we'll tell you where and when to submit them. But I have a big decision to make, Randy. I've Ben Roethlisberger in most of my leagues. He's on bye this week. I have Deshaun Watson on most of my teams, okay? However, and I love him, ride or frigging die. He could have a 7-interception game, and I'm still ride or die with Deshaun.
Okay.
But I can't stand his head coach / play caller, who sucks. I didn't say it. It came close.
This has nothing to do with maybe Deshaun's like still rusty a little bit from the knee injury, missing all this time.
No, I'm not buying
it. The O-line can't block for him.
You got that right.
Him.
I'm not buying it,
but
though.
That's on Bill O'Brien.
I have seen – hold on, Randy.
Right.
I have seen some special scramble plays by Deshaun Watson. Some special stuff, like on 3rd and 3 and making guys miss. I've seen some special escapability in the pocket. Like last week, it was the most – oh, this play was frustrating. He has a Houdini escape, curls out to the right, and throws it to a wide-open Buffalo Bill in the end zone.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Okay.
Now, that's not on Bill O'Brien. My problem with Bill O'Brien is run on first down, run on second down, and now you've teed up Deshaun Watson in a desperation situation on 3rd and 8. That's their offense. Run, 3rd and 8.
Okay.
Now, and it drives me freaking crazy.
Of course, because you got him in fantasy and all.
Well, why don't you get creative and mix up the pattern of your play calling?
Deshaun is rusty. I still think he's working his way back, and he's hurt. You know why he's hurt? Because he thinks he's damn Cam Newton. Get down, Deshaun. Okay, those hits he took in Dallas against Dallas. I'm like, dude.
I'm with you.
You are the freaking franchise.
Yeah, he's got to be smarter.
Get down. And you're not that big. I'm built for this. I think you're special. I do. But, bro, you're a buck 14, all right? Okay, get down, all right?
I'm sick of it. He said he's a buck 14.
Man, get down,
all right,
Deshaun.
Talk to me about – so I'm benching Deshaun Watson this week. There it is. I'm screaming it from the top of a – he's – I know, look at Randy right here. Randy's got the – oh! He's got – you know what you had right there? You had the Eddie Murphy Gumby look from Saturday Night Live.
I'm ride or die with this guy. You benching him?
Well, it's fantasy. It's not personal. It's business. Do you trust Deshaun Watson at Jacksonville?
No, I don't. But this – this could easily be a 3-0 game. Easily.
What?
That's how the score of the game.
Houston, Jacksonville?
Yes. That's how terrible Blake Bortles is.
Yeah,
he just got awful terrible.
Look, I don't think if you had Kyle Shanahan calling plays, I would be playing Deshaun Watson at Jacksonville.
But you
have Bill O'Brien and his stupid butt chin and his stupid conservative offense calling plays at Jacksonville, so I'm out. So I'm starting Mitch Trubisky over Deshaun Watson at home against New England. Tell me what stat line you see for Mitch Trubisky, and I don't know if you know this. I hope you do. Mitch Trubisky has tilted the machine in his last two games.
Because it is in Chicago. I can see Mitchell somewhere around 230, two tugs and an interception.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
230, two TDs and a pick?
Yeah.
For the love of God.
What do you think it'll be, like 300 yards?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping.
Okay, don't let what Pat Mahomes did. He ain't Patrick Mahomes.
I get it.
Okay, now they run exactly the same offense, and they're going to have gimmicks and all that stuff, just like Andy Reid had last week up there with guys moving all over. Like, that's what he does in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
But he ain't Pat Mahomes.
I know that. I never said he was.
And I think they're going to win.
But Mitch can't give me, like, 275 and three tilts?
Of course he can. You asked me what I thought he was going to do.
All right. All right, I was hoping for more there.
Why?
I could go get Baker Mayfield if I want.
They're playing.
They're at Tampa Bay.
They're at Tampa. I go get them.
Over Trubisky.
No. I go for Trubisky.
So you'd rather have Trubisky at home against New England than Mayfield at Tampa Bay?
Yes, I would.
That's why. Yes. That's the hierarchy I had as well. Why is that your decision?
Because Cleveland has talent. They're still not a good football team.
Are you telling me that they're still the Browns?
Yes. I mean, come on. It was
By
fun.
The way,
it's fun. I hope they win. It's fun and all that.
Yeah.
They're still not a good football.
They got a lot of injuries.
They got a lot of injuries.
With their wide receivers, too.
They got a lot of injuries. And they're still Cleveland, okay? Yeah. They're not one win in 2 years because they won it. How are you 1-31 and still got a job? I like you a lot, but you 1-31, you got a job still.
Hey,
and then you talk about people jumping on your bandwagon, man.
Talk to me about just a really intriguing game in terms of a battle of style, Saints at Ravens.
Yeah,
what's your read on that one?
I mean, the Ravens are playing at home. Flacco plays better at home, and when you're talking about this Ravens defense, they haven't given up a second-half touchdown all season.
What?
You're coming off of a game where you get 11 sacks.
Say that stat again.
They haven't given up a second-half touchdown. Ravens.
No second-half touchdowns all year?
No.
Damn.
And
Look at you with the stats.
You saw why they bludgeoned Marcus Mariota last week.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to – I'm sorry, I preach, man. And usually,
he knows all about – he's over it, I think, at this point.
And you're talking about they have two of the best tackles in ball in Conklin and LaJuan. They were getting after him. I think they're going to get out the breeze. But Flacco plays better at home.
He does.
He plays better at home. I think Joe Cool's going to put up some big numbers.
It's a huge game. 4:05 on Fox, Saints and Ravens. Okay, it is time to give away something else. We want to give away a pair of lower-level tickets to WWE SmackDown Live at State Farm Arena on Tuesday, October 30th. Just a couple short weeks from now, you'll see WWE stars AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, The Miz, Charlotte Flair, and more. So if you can guess this, do you call it entry music, walk-up music, walk-in music? But here you go.
Got to be an old-school fan for this one.
All right, that's it. They don't get any more. All right, so you need to say whose music that is, whose theme music that is right now, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929, and you're going to call the preacher man, and then you will win a pair of lower-level tickets to WWE SmackDown.
There you go.
SmackDown!
I'm trying to think of whose music this is.
I'll give you one more.
Let me hear it again.
Real quick.
I don't know. It sounds like a cheesy 80s song to me.
That's what it sounds like.
You nailed it with
80s. Yes, yes.
It's not current.
Yeah, it sounds like a soundtrack from like Top Gun or something.
No, this sounds like the song from Purple Rain. When they were in the studio, that's exactly what that beat sounds like.
Where's Morris Day when you need him?
That's exactly what. Oh, and quick thing. Conti just tweeted out that Calvin Ridley will practice today.
Yes,
he will practice. Mohamed Sanu will get walkthrough reps, according to Dan Quinn.
That tells me Ridley's closer to playing than Mohamed Sanu. Good news. I will take one of those guys on Monday night. All right. Right now, call us 404-741-0929 to get in on Ask Us Anything. Also, M.O., they tweet
we got,
us.
We got our text line open
How
as well.
How are we doing this?
Yeah, actually, right now, shoot us a text because Preacher Man's finding the winner for the wrestling tickets.
Right.
So shoot us a text at 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can shoot us a text. Ask us something about anything with Rick and Randy. A Randy appearance for Ask Us Something About Anything with Rick and Randy, hashtag trademark, Midday Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Or if you got us on Twitter, you can also shoot us a tweet at Rick and John 929 on the tweet machine.
So, you know the bit. You can ask it any random question that you want, and we may or may not answer it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Big voice guy left out that it's brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. This is Ask Us Something About Anything with Rick and John, middays on 92.9 The Game, hashtag trademarked. And a lot of logistics here. We had to move for a variety of reasons that don't matter anymore. Lloyd Pierce, actually, he moved to us because he's the head coach of an NBA team. Anyway, we're going to have Lloyd Pierce with us at 1:40. So we moved our slice of life here to 12:40 with apologies to the Preacher Man, whose segment got squeezed today. But Preacher Man, I think, is for a good cause. To get the head coach of our Atlanta Hawks on here, Lloyd Pierce. I think it's a good cause.
Can we still get some research material before the end of the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a replay of the week in review, right? At
yeah.
some point?
Yeah, that's actually one of the questions coming in.
Okay, so I got a little bit more business here. I want to tell you, and get this out on your radar, because I want you to party with a couple of party guys. Dukes and Bell, they're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw today, 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So I definitely want you guys to go out there and have fun with that. Hawks pregame tonight, by the way, at 7:30 and the tip-off at 8 from Memphis. And we have a winner. Cody from Lawrenceville has won a pair of lower-level tickets to WWE SmackDown Live at State Farm Arena on Tuesday, October 30th. M.O.?
People texting in, everybody calling in. 80s was right. People said Coco Beware, Jake the Snake Roberts.
The first name I gave you was Coco Beware.
No, it was none other than... Hacksaw Jim Duggan
with some cheesy music.
This doesn't bring you back to the 80s WWF.
Randy, are you a fan of scripted wrestling?
Nah, not really.
Oh, I was waiting for the pushback.
Oh, I'm not, but I'm not gonna go there with those because I was a big wrestling fan growing up as a kid, and then got to a point where all right, it's scripted, but hey, they love it. Hey, don't matter. Because that place, I'm telling you right now, that place is going to be sold out.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's going to be sold out.
It's WWE SmackDown Live at State Farm Arena, Tuesday, October 30th. Get your own tickets, and you know how. But Cody and Lawrenceville, congratulations on winning. By the way, Dukes and Bell, again, Twin Peaks and Kennesaw today. I had yesterday Heyman Ale for the first time.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Really?
It is fantastic beer. It really is. So shout out to Oconee yeah. Brewing Company. You got to slow down to say that. It's kind of like Awick Ogletwee or Wethel Westbrook. Oconee Brewing Company, yeah. Heyman Ale is the real deal. I'm a beer fan. I'm not as much of a connoisseur of beer as I am of top-heavy women. I have a little bit more expertise in that area, but I do like a good beer. And Heyman Ale tickled my tongue yesterday.
Yeah, I got some the first day they brought it out to Twin Peaks. I was in for Carl when me and Mike had a couple, three, four of them. And, it goes down smooth.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, M.O., let's get into this, man. Ask us something about anything with Rick and John, blah, 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 blah.
Hashtag trademark Sports Radio 929 The Game, middays. And we're going to be start taking your fantasy football questions coming up at 1 o'clock, but we are going to answer one for you real quick. Early fantasy question, Gronk or Ebron, who do you start?
Ooh, are we there?
Just this one. This is the only one we're going to answer for Ask Us Anything.
Well, I mean, if you talk regular ball, I mean, Ebron doesn't hold a candle to to Gronk. But seemed like him and Andrew Luck got a connection, though, man.
Eric Ebron is by far the number one fantasy tight end this year.
I mean, I would not. Close. Him and Luck, they got a connection. He's going to drop three or four of them in the game, but he's going to catch six or seven of them.
Here's the deal, and I'll try to find this out in our next segment, but if Jack Doyle does not play, and I don't think he's going to, I would actually go Ebron over Gronk.
Okay, so we're running out of time already, so we're going to rapid fire these questions, okay? Randy, this question coming to you. Pulled pork, brisket, or ribs?
Brisket. Oh, ribs. Yes.
To everybody in the room, beach house or a lake house, what would you rather
have? Beach house.
Oh, beach house.
Beach house. I'll take a lake. He's going to take the lake house. Of course he is. First thing you do if you win the Mega Millions?
It just went up to a billion. First thing I'm doing, I'm coming up in here. I'm not going. No, I'm not coming up here.
Do you have a ticket, Randy? That's the first thing.
I'm going to get them right after this. I'm just going to leave everybody and go buy my house in the beach.
It's hard to find him now.
Michael said, Michael's always says this, y'all still my boys, but I'm out. You'll never hear from me again.
Oh, you'll never hear from me again.
I won't go that far.
Bama 2 week.
Preach metal like this. I'm buying my own personal jet. And I'm going on a tour of rock shows and sporting events.
I'm going to Ibiza, build my house on the beach, and just chill.
Ibiza, nice.
Yeah, my wife, I love you, but
ain't no 2 week notice. It's
what, you leaving the wife behind?
Yeah. She ain't coming. I'll send for them later. I'll send for them in a year or so.
You won't find me if my numbers come up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Underboss is going to get a forwarded text. I quit this bit.
I ain't even saying that. Yeah. I'm going to get, that text I get the day before.
No show, that's what it's
going
to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to church. Dear God, just keep me humble. Please just keep me humble. Life's about to get crazy. No money involved. Straight trade. No money involved. Cam Newton for Matt Ryan. Yes or no?
No.
Ricky?
Oh, my God. I'm taking Ryan because of the extra with Cam. If Cam, I'll just leave it at that. Matt is, it's a very tough decision here. It's the extra with Cam that swings me back to Matt.
Randy, favorite pro quarterback to work with?
Phillip Rivers.
Rick, early odds on favorite for Rookie of the Year. For you, not pundits, for you.
DeAndre Ayton, your guy.
Yeah, part of Phoenix Suns.
Where did he play college?
University of Davidson, West Virginia, Rutgers.
The education continues on Mark's favorite new team.
Randy, after an ugly loss to LSU, does Georgia run the table or do they lose to Florida?
We'll have to see.
What in the hell is that? We answer these questions. We don't duck them, Randy. We're not politicians in here.
Establishment. Just answer the question.
Yeah, I think they win.
All right. Who's
That was flimsy.
In the room, who is the nicest to the homeless? Randy M.O., Preacher Man, or Ricky K. Flash?
Here's the thing. It might be me / charity. I don't know. We can go around the room. But I will stop. And if I've got a spare couple of bucks or a five, I'll roll down the window and give one of the homeless dudes at the side of the road, some buy. I ain't going to give him a 20. But I'll give you $3 or $5 or $6 or something like that. A charity will pull out a 20.
Yeah, I'll do the 20. Wife will do the ones.
So you guys invert.
Oh, yeah, she gets me all the time about that. Yeah, always.
So you go 20.
Yeah, I'll go
20. All right, you have beaten me.
Yeah.
I keep a case of water in my car and always give them a bottle of water.
I just love the signs. I love the signs. I had one dude said, blanket, I just want to get drunk. And he's like, here.
See, I like the honest ones.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? The honest ones are the ones
I just want to get drunk. All right, here you go, bro.
I gave some dude a bottle of water. That all you got? Well, what? Who doesn't need water? It's better than ignoring you.
Yeah.
PB?
Yeah, I give what I can, definitely.
Around the room, favorite old school car?
I'm going to say a Corvette.
T-top Corvette.
Yeah, I'm not a car guy, so I got nothing.
I'm not either. That's
me neither. I just guessed.
I'd like to have a convertible GTO or a 69 Camaro.
I'm going to say a Chevelle. Randy, would you give up 5 years of the pros to win a Heisman?
Well, I do give up what?
Would you have given up 5 years of your pro career to win a Heisman?
Hell no. I can't eat no Heisman.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
That's a money thing right there.
Can't eat no Heisman?
Yeah. That's millions, man, for a trophy.
What the hell, trophy?
Randy, why Busch beer?
Because it's cheap. And I don't like spending money on a lot of beer, so I'm like,
like spending money, period.
I'm not frugal, okay? I'm responsibly cheap. But no, I don't know why. I've always been.
Isn't that what frugal is?
Yeah, or AK, tight.
This is the thing.
He's tight.
I can't, like the regular bottles, the 12-ounce bottles, like they don't do nothing for me. And Busch makes them in 16-ounce, and my favorite in the 25-ounce. And so it's cheap. It's $1.29 a beer for
the
25-ounce.
When's the last time you stopped by and picked up a couple cases?
Yesterday, actually. Yesterday, actually, my man who has a corner store not too far on Lawrenceville Highway, he gets the cases of the 25 ounces for me. They come in 15s. I always go get two of them.
So here's the actual definition of frugal: sparing or economical with regard to money or food. Ding, 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 ding.
That's not frugal.
Or cheap.
It's not cheap, man. I just like.
Have you seen the Natty Light 70 case?
Yeah, dude. Yes, that was awesome.
70?
I'm not drinking that.
Oh, man.
70?
Yeah.
How the hell you carry that thing?
You go to Costco and put it on a pallet. That's how they're marketing it. All right, one more round the room, then we got to go. You're on death row. You're about to die. What's your last meal?
Great question. I'm going to say a beautiful ribeye, like one of those $75 steaks from a great restaurant.
I go some a ribeye and some chitlins on the side.
What was that that Undertaker burger we had at Lucky's?
Oh, unbelievable.
What's that? Oh, the Hangover Burger?
The Hangover Burger with the egg on it?
That we all couldn't finish.
Oh, right, right.
Is it Undertaker Burger?
Maybe something like that.
But I don't know.
Was it the Heart Attack Burger or something like that?
The, like, 8-pound burger. I'm doing that, a basket of fries, and a nice box of wine.
Love it. A box of wine. Shout out to Lucky's Burger and Brew, by the way. We love those guys. Preach your man.
There's definitely got to be steak and, you know, the fixings on a steak, everything. Good meal.
Some broccoli?
Absolutely, some broccoli. You just need some hot water.
You just heat it up with some hot water.
No, dude, you gotta saute your broccoli.
I love broccoli. All right, they might have broccoli here. Who knows? It's the 17th annual Taste of Atlanta. It returns this weekend. Join 92.9 The Game at Atlanta's must-do food, beer, wine, and cocktail experience starting today through Sunday in historic 4th Ward Park. For tickets and more info, visit the event page at 92.9 The Game. .com. You know what's the 1 o'clock hour on the midday show with Rick and John? Fantasy Football Friday.
Boom.
Next.
Sports Radio 92.9.